Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Annie Frye Show. The DOG has opened a grand jury investigation into Letitia James. It is tied to the Donald Trump civil case. How us civilians are supposed to keep up with the enormous amount of very, very impactful investigations coming out of this Department of Justice. The only way I know how to do it is to talk to people who are way smarter than I am. And that means Greg Jarrett is back on the show with us. Fox News legal analyst, of course, a former defense attorney and law professor and an author. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to the show. So great to have you here this afternoon.
Oh, good to be with you, Annie. Thanks for having me back.
So, I mean, you have such a breadth of knowledge of, because you've written books on the Russia hoax. So you've been watching this all unfold from a legal expertise standpoint for years, like us, but with so much extra knowledge. What's your assessment of the Trump Justice Department right now? Do you feel like they're on the right track with all of the different things they're trying to juggle at the same time?
Yeah, I do think so. They have a strike force that is looking at, the various potential conspiracies against Trump, specifically targeting him for political reasons. We learned a couple of days ago that a U.S. attorney has been appointed to convene a grand jury. And so the question becomes, as I wrote in a column a couple of days ago, who's at risk of being prosecuted for malfeasance and targeting? And I'd say that Comey and Clapper and Brennan are immediate targets for false statements during their testimony, some of which I identified in a book 6 years ago called Witch Hunt. But I think prosecutors are also developing a broader criminal conspiracy that had targeted Trump. I would look at such crimes as conspiracy to defraud the government, deprivation of rights under color of law, obstruction of justice, arising from an ongoing cover-up of what it is they did. And that would be important because it would extend the statute of limitations to the last overt acts of concealment, which is fairly recent. I mean, people continue to cover up. And so, I think dozens of people could be charged as co-conspirators, people in the Obama administration, the Hillary Clinton campaign. Certainly the intelligence agencies, bad actors at the FBI, including Comey. There were a lot of people who peddled the Russia collusion hoax, who knew it was a lie, but they abused the levers of power to frame Trump. And then they went about altering intelligence and suppressing evidence. Conspiracy could actually extend to illegal acts against Trump when he was out of office. All of what I think were wrongful prosecutions, the Mar-a-Lago raid, there might also be a grand jury convened in Florida. I wouldn't bring it in Washington, D.C. I mean, that for obvious reasons would be insane. So we'll wait and see where this goes.
Yeah. And so many people who have been watching this for so long can lean in right now and see what's going to develop. I'm looking here. The Russia hoax by Greg Jarrett was published in July of 2018. Witch Hunt, the follow-up the following year in October of 2019. You've been chronicling what exactly has been going on. Like, I'll even point out in 2018, Greg Jarrett was out there saying the Russia hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump, and then, of course, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. How do you feel as though your reporting and your storytelling in those books holds up in August of 2025?
Well, I think my original books are vindicated. And, you know, if you were to read them today, you'd go, wow, he knew this before the newly declassified documents revealed it. For example, I argued that they were lying, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan, when they said, oh, no, the dossier we didn't rely on, we didn't put it in the intelligence assessment. I said they did. Sure enough, these new documents show they did put it in the intelligence assessment, and the version they released to Congress and the public at that time, back in January of 2017, was deliberately excised. They took the section about the dossier out, which is a deliberate misrepresentation, the alteration of documents. It's deceit. It's lying. And I argued that they were deceitful in their testimony before Congress about that. And sure enough, it looks like they were, and that these new documents prove it.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett. You can follow him on X at Greg Jarrett. Also, his website, thegregjarrett.com. Wonderful reporting for people to read, especially right now. I encourage you to look into this website and keep up with what you're putting out there. We've got the investigation into Letitia James and my personal favorite, Adam Schiff. I just can't wait to see where that goes. I don't know why that is the one that is of the most interest to me. Just kind of want to see him get his comeuppance. Are these vengeful investigations into particularly those two characters that we've learned about this week?
Well, you know, Democrats and Letitia James would say so. You know, a psychiatrist calls it projection, accusing others of doing what you did yourself. That civil case that Letitia James brought against Trump, alleging that he fraudulently obtained loans, was both legally absurd and quite obviously politically driven. James, you'll recall, campaigned on the promise to, quote, get Trump. And then she took office and searched through files and conjured up this inflated case against him. It's currently on appeal, and based on the oral arguments, which I listened to, it looks like those appellate judges also think that it was an illegitimate case. And in fact, they were highly critical, scathing comments toward Letitia James for contorting the law and targeting Trump. You know, she abused her office to carry out a political vendetta. It's a classic example of, here we are again, deprivation of rights under color of law. That's a crime. The law forbids public officials from misusing their office to willfully deprive a person such as Trump of his constitutional rights. And as I, you know, said to you earlier, you know, I argued that the DOJ should consider using that very powerful statute to bring criminal cases against all of the lawfare prosecutors who targeted Trump for purely political reasons. So that, I think, is what the Albany grand jury is now considering, potential criminal charges against Letitia James. And I think they're on solid footing if they indict her. But, you know, she also has another problem in Virginia. There's a separate grand jury investigating her there for committing, believe it or not, mortgage fraud by falsifying bank documents in order to gain more favorable loans, precisely what she accused Donald Trump of doing. You know, she listed her home in Virginia as a primary residence. Well, wait a minute. She's an elected official in New York. And she may also have misrepresented the number of units in the dwelling. So I think that's the subject of a second separate grand jury.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst and a friend of the show here on The Annie Frye Show. We're always grateful to have you on and to discuss these huge issues with you. You mentioned the appeal process for President Trump in New York. It goes the conviction that he had in that fraud case. There's also the civil case. Was it E. Jean Carroll, the sexual assault case or whatever the actual charges were that were levied against him. Are both of those going through the appeal process at this time?
Yes, they are. The civil judgment for the absurd, I think it was $454 million, will almost certainly get knocked down, if not tossed out entirely. The oral arguments were about a year ago, and it's actually completely crazy that they haven't issued a decision. But, you know, in New York in particular, it takes a very long time for these people to do their jobs properly. I don't understand why, but that seems to be endemic in, you know, the judiciary of New York. So we're waiting for that one. The E. Jean Carroll, who knows what will happen there. I think that could get tossed as well. So, you know, sometimes the wheels of justice grind incredibly slowly, and you just kind of have to be patient.
There's no deadline. Is that right? For either of these? It's not like it will be determined within 5 years or 2 years or whatever. There's no deadline.
No, there's no deadline. Probably should be. You know, make them actually work as hard as I do. But, you know, they're judges, so they take their sweet time.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. I wanted to ask you about Adam Schiff and this mortgage fraud case with him. Adam Schiff's response, he comes out, he very casually says, listen, every senator has two homes. I wonder what your thoughts are. The comparison of the case against Adam Schiff and mortgage fraud, compare the details that they have against him, the evidence they have against Adam Schiff versus what the state of New York had against Donald Trump in his fraud case.
Yeah, well, Adam Schiff would be wise to hire a good criminal defense attorney because I think he's going to need one. Mm. You know, he's looking at potential bank and mortgage fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud, false statements to a financial institution, defrauding the government. I mean, you add it all up. Just the bank fraud alone could be up to 30 years behind bars. He spent the better part of two decades misrepresenting his primary residence as both Maryland and California, obtaining favorable loans, lower interest rates. He took a tax exemption. The law entitles you to only one principal domicile. And that's it. And so, yeah, I saw his comments. I looked at them again yesterday. It was quite the diversion where he parsed words. Well, everybody has two homes. Yeah, but not everybody in Congress claims both of them as their primary residence. You can only claim one. And members of Congress do that. They claim one, and the other is secondary. And they quite normally, for obvious reasons, claim their primary residence as, you know, the state and jurisdiction in which they're elected, right? Because that's election law.
Sure.
But, you know, Schiff is a lawyer, and so he can't really plead ignorance here. Not only that, he's a lawmaker that made the law that he appears to have violated. So, as I say, you know, he needs a good criminal defense attorney because I think he's in serious legal jeopardy.
Greg Jarrett, just to wrap up that specific, the Schiff situation, is it possible that his people did that for him and then he gets a document and he signs it because he trusts his people and he maybe didn't know exactly what was going on?
Well, I'm reminded of what Letitia James said in court about the Trump case she brought, that it's no excuse to blame other people for preparing the documents that you sign. And of all of the silly things that she has said, that was the one that she got right. That you can't blame somebody else in failure to read the document. You know, these documents are not only signed, but they're notarized. So he was there. It's his signature. That's verified. And, you know, ignorance is not a defense in cases of fraud.
In the Midwest, we say, "Ope." Greg Jarrett, we're thankful for your time here. We look forward to having you back. We know these stories are going to develop rapidly, and your expertise is so valuable here. We thank you.
My pleasure. Always good talking to you, Annie. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. Seriously, go to thegregjarrett.com. Greg with two G's at the end, two R's in Jarrett, two T's in Jarrett. Thegregjarrett.com. He's reporting on this stuff.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And I mean, seriously, we got some light reading over the weekend. Get Witch Hunt. Get the Russia hoax. This man's been writing the story as it happened. And I just can't imagine what it's like to have these books out there who say everything, where now there's evidence, more evidence that's coming out, more things are being declassified. And you're like, oh, that proves page number 162 of the Russia hoax. He's been ahead of the game. And yes, often probably labeled as some sort of conspiracy theorist by the people on the left who had this lapdog media that would perpetuate all of this bologna sausage lie and hoax that was manufactured by none other than top dog Barack Obama. What a time to be alive. What a time to be able to sit here and talk to you every day for 3 hours. There's so much to discuss. Ryan Wiggins, get back in here. Let's have a discussion. I've got another story that I want to bring to your attention. Greg Gutfeld, last night on Jimmy Fallon, what'd you think about it? Did you watch it? Did you take the time to tune in live? That's where people like to see those ratings come from. Did you watch Jimmy Fallon maybe for the first time in a long time? Let's discuss it when we come back. Don't go away.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.